Earlier this month, political pranksters known as the Yes Men made headlines, literally, when they declared the Iraq War over in a fake publication of the New York Times. Collaborating with the group Improv Everywhere and anti-war organizations, the 14-page edition of the News As It Should Be and Not As It was distributed in major cities in the United States as a message to the incoming Obama administration to make good on its campaign promises. In addition to the bold headline about Iraq, the spoof version of one of the nation's most prominent newspapers also featured parody articles written under appropriately humorous pseudonyms on how the course of the economy, healthcare, the war in Afghanistan, and climate change were all back on a progressive track. At least three staffers from the real New York Times are said to have participated in secret to craft the prank publication, which circulated an estimated 1.2 million copies. Claiming partial responsibility for this latest activist antic, the Yes Men have long made a career of anti-consumerist exploits, including parody websites of government agencies and presenting at international conferences while impersonating corporate spokespeople. One of my guests this morning is one of the Yes Men. Andy Bickelbaum joins us on the phone this morning. Welcome to Uprising, Andy.
Thanks a lot, Sonali.
So listeners who are online right now, by the way, as we're talking to Andy, can check out the New York Times as it perhaps may one day be or could be at nytimes-se.com, nytimes-se.com. Looks quite like the original New York Times. Andy, give us the background story. How was this conceived? Why was it conceived? How long did it take?
Well, the why is the easiest question there. It wasn't conceived so much to give a warning to the Obama administration that they'd better stick on track, because we kind of know that the presidency being what it is, they're going to have to make a lot of compromises. It was really intended as a kick in the pants to people like you and me to actually get active and stay active after he's elected and not get complacent for a minute. All of the articles in the paper are, you know, come from a future. The paper is post-dated July 4th, 2009, and all of the articles come from this near future when a lot of great things have happened. All the articles talk about how it was due to pressure from progressive movements that these things happened. And the idea is to communicate really that things can change, but only if we force the government to actually do what we elected it to do. We voted for change, but voting once, giving one mandate isn't enough. We have to give many mandates. And, you know, it's a great moment in history when we can actually make change happen for once. But we do have to make it happen. We have to stop just complaining and having our crazy lefty conspiracy theories, and we actually have to get up and make this change actually happen. We have some power now.
So how long did it take to put this together? I mean, you printed over a million copies. That in itself is a vast undertaking, but also just putting each article together and getting it written down and getting it to look like the real thing?
Well, honestly, putting it together was the hard part. Printing it was easy, at least for us. We just sent it to a printer, and they did it. But the putting it together was a lot of work. It took a team of about 20 writers. Each writer wrote one or two articles, maybe in some cases maybe three or four. We had a team of maybe three or four people who edited the whole thing, two designers who put it together, one excellent web designer who made the website. The whole thing was a pretty big undertaking, and it took us over 4 months of solid work to do it. But given how many people were involved, it wasn't that much work per person. It was just, I mean, it was a solid amount of work per person, but it wasn't impossible. It's not rocket science to do something like this. And that's kind of the message of the paper itself, is that really what's going to have to happen now for anything good to come out of this election is a lot of hard work by a lot of people.
Now, the paper is dated July 4th, 2009. It's a future paper. So you're hoping that you're giving time for several months for this news to come true.
Right. As I said, you know, it's from a near future in which a lot of good things could happen if we make them happen. It's 8 months is maybe a little short, really, for a lot of the things in the paper. But we wanted to be extra ambitious. We wanted to really think big. And that's another of the messages of the paper, is that we need to exercise our imaginations now that we've voted for change. Anything can happen. We don't have to be satisfied with the same old economic policies that we saw under Reagan and first Bush and then Clinton and, of course, the second Bush. We don't have to be satisfied with the same basic neoliberalism. We can have a different kind of approach to the world and
yet yesterday Barack Obama, we were just discussing that on this program this morning, yesterday Barack Obama had unveiled a team of economic advisors that were pretty much old guard insiders. So
right.
he is not feeling, I think, any pressure from the left.
Well, it's probably the easiest thing to do. You know, hire people who have a lot of experience, and who else is there? I mean, the last 30 years of politics has been this crap, and at this point, the only people who do have any experience in at the top levels of government are those people. So, you know, it's really up to us to get active and make heard what we're demanding. You know, there still is a tremendous opportunity for change. Just because he's picked this team doesn't mean that we're stuck with their ideas necessarily, you know, since economic conditions are really different now. And we can, if we stay organized and get more organized and get more active, we can actually make things considerably different.
My guest is Andy Bichlbaum. He is one of the Yes Men who have masterminded the fake version of the New York Times, which you can, by the way, check out online at nytimes-se.com, nytimes-se.com. I'm sure the paper versions have become collector's items now. But let's talk about some of the ads that you placed in the newspaper, some very, very interesting ads. De Beers has an ad in there, so does American Apparel. Some corporations that have had criticism by progressive organizations for all sorts of things like abuse and labor violations. So what went into putting these ads together, and what message are you trying to send there?
Well, all of the ads are for, or most of the ads are for these companies that we lefties criticize a lot for various abuses. And in all the ads, these companies have turned around and shown a better face. But in all the ads, they have done this not because they've become good suddenly in 8 months, but because the government has forced them to do good. And we've changed the law. We've made the law regulate them differently. And that's the message. Like GM advertises its electric car. Halliburton says, you know, you make it law, we'll make it happen. They say, well, we've been facilitating the war effort and so on and so forth, but we could just as easily build schools and train teachers and all that, and you make it law, we'll make it happen. Same with Exxon. Exxon's motto is because we have to. And the message across the board is we just have to make the laws and things will be better. You know, we just have to actually make that happen. And at every level, we can actually make laws happen. In California, I live in New York, and I've been looking into this. In California, it's possible to have make a ballot measure. You know, we had 1,000 volunteers fan out and distribute a whole lot of papers. We could have also had them get petitions signed for a ballot measure. If there were ballot measures in New York. Unfortunately, it works a little differently there. But in California, you have ballot measures. So you can actually have people get, I don't know how many signatures, 100,000 maybe, and you have a ballot measure. there are ways to change the law, and that's what we've got to do.
Well, perhaps Barack Obama will read the nytimes-se.com website, New York Times, the New York Times.
That's a lot less important than us reading it, or than you reading it, and getting it, you know, rising up as your program is called, and forcing Obama to do what we elected him to do. He may read it. He has all the good ideas in the world, I'm sure, but there are certain realities to where he is that he depends on our pressure. We have to pressure him, and that's really the message of the paper.
And did the real New York Times have any response to your work?
Their initial response was jealousy and actually positive jealousy. They said this is really good praise, and it's going to be a collector's item, and wow, you know, this it's good to know the New York Times is still capable of eliciting such imitation. And then their next reaction was more negative jealousy. It was a scathing review of it. Unlike every other article written about it, they didn't like it. They thought it was not funny.
Well, Andy Biggleblum, I want to thank you very much for joining us today. I'm sure you've got new projects in the works that we may find out about in the upcoming months. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Sonali.
Andy Biggleblum is one of the Yes Men, and headlines on the New York Times spoof that they created include things like maximum wage law passes Congress, nationalized oil to fund climate change efforts, Labor Department launches job creation program, all public universities to be free, Congress returns civics to high school curriculum, Education Department plans national tax base for schools, and on and on. Quite an interesting view or vision of where the world can go if enough people, of course, step up and, as Andy said, pressure the Obama administration. Well, that does it for today's program. And for Sonali's subversive thought for the day, I want to quote the Dalai Lama, who once said, "Since periods of great change, such as the present one, come so rarely in human history, it is up to each of us to make the best use of our time to help create a happier world." That's the Dalai Lama, and that's Sonali's subversive thought for the day.